I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, my friends. This is a special bonus episode that is going to be part of the Patreon tiers with the bonus episode. So what I'm planning on doing with these is I'm going to reach back out to former guests of the Life Shift podcast and ask them a couple questions about their experience, sharing their story and some of the feedback that they got, maybe some updates based on, you know, where they were in their journey. And so I wanted to share this special first Patreon bonus episode with the public feed, just so you can hear what we're doing over on the Patreon. So if you're interested in this and you've heard this bonus episode and you're really enjoying kind of the revisit with some of the guests, please head on over to the Patreon page. The link is in the show notes. Love to have you as part of the community to help support the Life Shift podcast. Thank you so much. And here's my conversation. This is the Life Shift Podcast, and these are the bonus episodes for our special Patreon page. Hello, my Patreon friends. This is going to be my new opening. This is actually one of our first bonus episodes, and I say one of them because we're not sure which one's going to go first. So no pressure on you, Marty. Marty Klein is here. He was episode 8. So thank you for being a guinea pig in this bonus episode journey.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, before I get started on the questions, I just want to let everyone know, if you're listening, this bonus episode, I really want to create an opportunity to revisit with the guests that I had earlier in the season and kind of ask very similar questions of everyone to just see like what the experience was like, sharing their story, if they heard anything. So we have some standard questions that we're going to go through. And in this bonus episode, I think it'll be helpful to just remind people of your story. And you were around episode 8, I think it was episode 8. And I was super interested in hearing your story when we had that conversation. And I think for both of us, I think it revealed a couple things. So you want to just remind us a snapshot of what your story was that you shared on the Life Shift?
My life shift was that I lost my mom at age 13. And I talked about how my life was before that as an only child with my mom and dad together raising me. And then the circumstances surrounding her death, which was of cancer, and relatively quickly, within about 3 months from original diagnosis to her passing. We didn't get too much into the after of that, but we did get to at least discuss how my life has been since then. And since we share that event in common, we compared our stories a little bit, even though they are different in some pretty profound ways that I'm sure we'll talk about today a little bit. But that was mine.
It's funny. I remember a friend of mine was listening and she found our conversation so interesting because we had, like you said, a similar event happen in our lives in very different ways. And the way that our lives changed was actually quite different from each other. So that being said, after you shared the story and after it was done, how did you feel?
You know, wrapping the recording, I didn't feel anything in particular. I just, other than the fact that I rarely get to talk about that subject in a focused setting for an hour, I don't even remember the last time I really told that story beginning to end. But I went about my day afterwards. It wasn't, it didn't make me think so much. I got it all out. We did our thing. It was, you were starting up the podcast. I don't even remember if the first episode had come out yet, so I wasn't trying to live up to anything, I guess. I didn't really get to think about things more until it came out, until the episode dropped and other people got to hear it.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't think we were launched. I think we had recorded, or I had recorded maybe 10 episodes before I launched the podcast. I don't know why I keep saying we, but you were part of that journey. And I remember you were saying, well, I don't even know, like, I just want to help you out, Matt. And I just want to share my story. I don't really know like what's going to come of it. So when you heard the episode for the first time, was there like, what'd you think?
Well, first, it had been about 6 weeks, I think, between recording and it coming out. And I remember not knowing if I wanted to share the episode. I wanted to see how I felt I came across and if I, what I left out or what I included that I wished I hadn't said. And I wasn't really committed to telling anyone about it, other than helping you launch your podcast. And specifically my own family members, because this was a family event in my life. I didn't know, I wanted to be fully honest about the story, but also if I put myself in my dad's shoes or my uncle or aunt's shoes or my cousin's shoes, how would they feel now listening back? And so that's when it came out and I listened back to it. I listened to it especially with an ear for that. And immediately when it was over, I knew I wanted to share it, not just with friends and maybe Facebook acquaintances, but with family members. I didn't mind. I didn't care who would hear about it, because it was a subject that, not that I don't talk about, but that I'm rarely asked about and therefore don't get to talk about. I think I even said that at the end of my episode of both specifically with my story and many of this, some of these stories that are on your podcast over time, are subjects that other people will shy away from or assume are taboo. When I will mention that my mom passed away when I was younger, I rarely get follow-up questions to that. And one thing I wanted people to hear from this is that, at least in my case, I don't mind. I don't mind talking about it. In fact, it's you could say it's a way to keep my mom's memory alive or whatnot. And that's one of the things that came out of sharing the story, is the understanding that it's okay to talk about delicate subjects.
I remember at the end of your episode, you said, I invite more people to ask me about it and share these stories. And I definitely connected with that. I am different from you in that way, is that I'm very much will share it without people asking and give more details. And I think part of that comes from my experience compared to your experience after losing our mothers. In my case, I felt very alone, as I was the only person who had ever lost a mother. Nobody around me knew how to support that, because, and my life was so different the next day. Not saying that yours wasn't, but I moved from one state to another. I, you know, had to start at a different school. And in your experience, when I was listening to it, I don't know if jealous is the right word, but the experience of hearing like how you had this tragic event in your life, but you were also able to continue things that were comfortable and things that felt normal in other aspects of your life. And so that's really what stood out to me. And the reason that I do this podcast and the reason that I share so much, I think stems from the fact that I felt so alone in that, that I just wanted to be heard.
Yeah, I after the episode came out, I really considered more of what it means, what the title means, the life shift. I assumed, oh, pick me. I have a great life shift. My mom died at 13. And someone externally can say, absolutely, that must have been a huge life shift for you. After I got done telling the story, beginning, middle, and end, and with some of the context that you just mentioned again, compared to your own losing of your mom when you were young, there wasn't that much of a shift right away. My life did not completely change. Obviously, it did in certain ways, but my routine didn't change, my house didn't change, my school didn't change, my friends didn't change. And I think because of that, I was able to latch on to what was consistent and what had not changed in my life and move on and move forward using those skills that I had built up to the age of 13, almost to minimize the shift in my life. And I've just understood that to be my story, and I'm very comfortable talking about my story, but it wasn't until really since this episode came out that I've started to think about that more in terms of maybe I've buried or have not really unpacked as much the ways that my life did shift since then. Maybe not that day or the following week or the following, you know, several years continuing at my own school, but how my life really did shift having lost my mom in ways that I had not really understood. And I think that this show had just kind of reopened that topic for me to really to dive deeper into those areas.
I think sometimes we tend to also minimize things that to others would be a very significant shift. So I think it's not fair to you to say, oh, maybe it wasn't quite a life shift. It was. It was a big thing. And it is probably why both of us are the way we are at this point in our lives, because of the things that happened around that. Maybe, like you said, maybe not the week after, maybe not the day after, but because of that, we are who we are. But I like that it caused you to kind of maybe see if there was more to unpack or at least think about it. And for those of you listening to the episode, Marty is like very much my weekly critic in a good way because he's so invested in hearing the stories of like what life was like and then what moment changed things and like what was that change and how do we react to it.
I think you can learn a lot from somebody in crisis. Now, I understand that not every guest of the Life Shift podcast is talking about a crisis moment or a death or some sort of grief. Sometimes it's something that they're choosing to do to shift their life. And those have been very compelling as well. But maybe because of my story, I learn more or I'm more drawn to those stories where the shift happened externally and their attitude or their reaction is tested. What happens next? It's been very, you called me a weekly critic. I listen to every episode and I love it, but I love the ones that have a direct life shift because that's the name of the show. Those are my favorites.
I think there is something to say that having had an uncontrollable shift in our lives, we might naturally be drawn to that and to see how others reacted versus how we reacted or how we were able to use those moments. So I think whether that's conscious or not, I think that it is something that I am also drawn to, not to say that I'm not mesmerized by people that, you know, like my friend Shauna, who opened her mailbox one day and that was like, done. My life has changed from this moment looking at a mail. And I'm like, you know what? That can happen. I just recorded with someone who a phone call really was the thing. And so you never know. And I think what I like about this show is that I'm able to talk to people about the human experience and whether we've learned from what we've been given and are we grateful for those moments as tough as they may be or as positive as they may be. So back to you though, after you released it, I know you shared it with other people. Did you get any feedback from unexpected people or no feedback from the expected ones?
Yeah, actually both of those two. Actually, I'll start with the second one because I didn't really try hard to get everybody to listen. I put it up on Facebook and I shared your story, your Instagram story on my Instagram. And I got more of the eclectic group that then I heard from a day or two later and said, I just listened to your episode, which was kind of out of the blue, and it opened up a new conversation with someone maybe I didn't have as regular a communication with. But by contrast to that, there are some people whom I thought would be first on it that might want to learn about a different side of me or really get to hear more about something that they knew about, but to my point earlier, didn't really want to ask about or hadn't asked about. And they didn't. Either they didn't listen or they didn't tell me afterwards, which would be more unusual. So that did surprise me a bit. But those who did were complimentary, of course, and one even apologized for not asking me more about that topic. And he said, I'm so sorry. I'm one of those people that you mentioned at the end that I knew that you lost your mom, but I didn't know why. Actually, and even some who I'm closer to just didn't remember. Oh, I just remembered I heard from a very close friend of mine from that time. Again, I was 13, so this is middle school. And we're Facebook friends, like I said. He saw it on Facebook. He listened to it. He reached out to me. We are not regularly in contact anymore. But that spurred... We were in close contact for the next 2 weeks. We got on the phone with each other, talked for 90 minutes, not specifically about this, but he remembered some details that I didn't leave out. I just didn't remember myself. He remembered that I came into school that day for about an hour because he remembered sitting in the administrator's office with me. I said, no, I don't think I did that. He's like, no, I was there too, and my mom hadn't just died, so... I think I do remember this a little bit. So that rekindled that relationship, so to speak, and it really brought to light, not just in that one example, but he was remembering things from our childhood that I had no memory of. I had different memories that he had forgotten. We had some memories of the same events that were different. It just goes to show over the years how with the things that stick in our memories and the things that don't, and I was very thankful, I will say, to rekindle that relationship from back then.
I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I feel like you mentioned that a family member reached out to you, like an aunt or something along those lines, to mention some stuff about listening. I don't know if there's any details there, but I feel like...
There's not a lot of detail there. It was a cousin of mine who was traveling with my aunt. My aunt I had actually mentioned in the episode as she was the first, didn't live in California where this took place. And she and my uncle got on a plane after she passed that morning to come out to see us. And she was the one that immediately I broke down with when she arrived as a mother herself, as I was relatively close to her. My cousin, her daughter, reached out to me like the day that it came out, the episode that is, and said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be on an airplane soon. I'm going to listen to this on the airplane, and I'm going to share it with my mom, who's not as tech savvy, I don't think, but make sure that she listens to it." And I heard back from my cousin afterwards, and again, you know, even though we're family members, she didn't live in California, she didn't have as thorough of a memory, she didn't remember how quick the illness was. She gave me a little bit of feedback, but I did not hear directly back from my aunt. I have to assume that she didn't end up listening or she forgot, because I think had she, I would have. And maybe I'll follow up with her, but that's not, I don't want to be like, "Hey, did you listen to my podcast?" I mean, it didn't feel right to keep following up with other people about it. They'll listen if they want to.
Of course. I think there's something to be said about sharing our story. I know earlier you mentioned how you weren't sure if you were going to share it because you didn't want other people to feel a certain way. And I get that as well. When I did my episode, I just shared it all. And I knew that there was a chance that certain people were going to listen to it. And what came from that for me was I had a really great conversation with my dad afterwards. And to your point about, you know, your classmate remembering things differently, like his memory of those moments are different than mine as well. And it just led to a really nice conversation in which he was like, "I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you felt certain ways and And I was like, that's fine. We were doing the best that we knew how to do. We weren't equipped. Not a lot of people are equipped to handle this situation. And so, you know, it's always interesting to me when someone close hears one of these more traumatic experience stories and how that connection goes. So that's why I asked you a little bit about that.
In your case, you had a lot of upside down moments during that period. At the time and in my retelling of the story, I don't think anybody would say, I didn't know you were feeling those things at that time, because I really did keep going. I just put cruise control on and kept going. However, now we're recording this right around Thanksgiving. This is one of the examples of how just the retelling of this and thinking about it in the last few months, this topic has been on my mind, maybe in the background. We're right around Thanksgiving, and my family is now is different from others. I don't have the stereotypical mom in the kitchen, or at least at Thanksgiving, hosting a dozen people. I don't have the kind of family that maybe I wish I did, or that others do that I see. You know, all my life I've been, if I can't control it, I just shut it out. And this year in particular, since this episode came out, I've been more likely to allow myself to recognize that my life turned out a little different because of this. I did have a shift, and it's okay to be a little sad or jealous or wonder what my life would have been like otherwise. Whereas I probably in the past 30 years, 25 years, have been more likely to just ignore those types of feelings.
I say that's a win. I think, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think a lot of people don't ask us about our situations because they're uncomfortable with what comes next, right? And if we are vulnerable after that fact and then we get shut down, we're afraid of that. So I'm proud of you for just even saying that out loud, that maybe there are things that you do miss, and that I understand that jealousy thing. I think that family piece is different. I found, you know, having my life change so much led me to seek out other mothers always. So whenever I would make friends, their mom would almost become that mother figure in that space. And so I've been fortunate enough to find that each time, or each like phase of my life, I should say. And so sometimes the holidays get filled by those moments. So fortunately I have that, but I understand what you're saying.
Not only have you been a good example of that, but many of your guests have also. Like I said, just listening to other guests on the Life Shift podcast has improved my perspective, maybe, or just changed it, or seeing how others have reconciled or coped with their feelings. That's my new, not challenge, maybe it is a challenge for me, but in this next chapter, I'm challenging myself.
Well, and speaking of that, were there episodes that stood out to you more than others, or that maybe you connected with?
Our brains just can't operate at this crisis mode forever. We have to come down to stasis at some point. Hearing about those stories in watching a dramatic thing happen, and then how to put the pieces back together. Things will never be normal again, but in establishing the next chapter or the new normal, maybe without that person, it can't always be dramatic. You have to then eventually settle into new routines and find ways to memorialize that person or move on. And that process can be faster or slower based on the person, but it's always compelling to hear those stories.
It's interesting how these other stories resonate with us. I know there's even other stories where you're like, this random moment that so-and-so said this, it really made me think about this part of my life. And that's kind of the goal, right, of this whole show. And that this human experience is a lot more, you know, similar to each other than it is different, whether the experience is crazy different or the same.
There, I unfortunately can't remember the detail or exactly the guest or what was said at this point in time. But I have been listening to every episode, but some episodes I have stopped the episode just to spend a few minutes reverberating what the guest just said, whether it's something that they learned or something that happened in their story to them. That there's been times that have really kind of been mind-blowing for me just listening. So hopefully every episode will have that for somebody, and I'm sure they do.
No, I appreciate it. Please don't stop sharing your thoughts on these episodes, because it's just so interesting to just have these conversations, and I like having the conversation with you about someone else's story. So I appreciate you and being a part of this early part of the journey. And now that we're in season 2, I just recorded episode 47. So, I mean, this is just going. You were number 8. Thank you for that. Is there anything else that you would want people that are considering sharing their story, or anything about being a part of this, I'll call it a community of the Life Shift guests? Is there anything you want others to know?
Well, certainly if somebody is considering it, stop considering it and just do it. Also, one thing that's come out of certain episodes has been they've come on to talk about their life shift, and through discussing it and you leading the story along and actually going back and pausing and asking more about certain pieces have revealed that their real shift was maybe just before or just after what they thought they were talking about. And that's been pretty profound to listen to also. So yeah, I would encourage more people to be open about whatever big shifts that they have had in their lives. I can't say it was scary for me necessarily to agree to record, but certainly scary for me to be more public about it and to really not care who listens to it. And that's only, I've never regretted that at all since doing this. So if anything, it's shown me that these are the subjects that we should be talking about more than just, what did you watch on TV this weekend?
And I did not tell you to say that, but I think that's a perfect encapsulation of the goal, is just like share the story, share the human experiences, and the good, bad, ugly, all the parts of us are important and we should talk about them, because I'm pretty sure that there's at least one other person out there that's going to connect with what you're saying or feel the same way. So thank you again for being a part of this, being a part of the bonus material, just being a listener. It's good to know you, my friend.
My pleasure, and likewise. Thanks for having me again.
For more information, please visit www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.